Good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Whoa, hey, is that coffee?
This is coffee.
An extra reason for coffee lovers to perk up today.
This is a jumbo coffee morning. I need coffee and an IV.
Is this coffee fresh?
It is National Coffee Day.
I need some coffee.
Can't start the day without that fresh
cup of coffee.
Happy National Coffee Day.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you for being here today. This is going to be a little bit of a contentious show to start off with, but we have a very special guest joining us at 11:08. And he's a gentleman that I just met, and I'm really excited to have him on the air today because we all need him. We need someone to talk to. We need to strengthen our mental health. I was speaking with a woman last night, and she said to me, shaking, "I'm exhausted." And I said, that's because mental exhaustion is just as heavy as physical exhaustion. So joining us later on in the show is Bodie Coates, and he will be speaking to us from Sandstone Therapy, an organization out of Minden. They're expanding into Carson City, and so I think it's just a great idea that if you need to talk to somebody, then you need to talk to somebody. Because I know I've told you this before, but if you think this is the worst, we're not there yet. I know so many people just threw up their hands and, Monica, how much more can we take? You can take a lot more. We're just not used to it. But you can take a lot more because it is going to get more contentious. A lot of things to go over today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show. We've got the interview with Joe Biden and Stephanopoulos. That interview shouldn't have been done in the media. It should have been done standing in front of senators and representatives, questioning this man on his actions. Milley and the generals, whatever. Do you ever feel like politicians just lie to you? It's pretty disgusting. But today's poll question revolves around an event that I went to last night. Speaking of exhaustion this morning, again, physical and mental exhaustion can be just about equal. And you know, you need to know how to overcome that mental exhaustion. Physical exhaustion, you just sit down and you rest. You grab some vitamins and some water and rest. Let your body heal itself. Your brain, got to do a little bit more. You got to quiet it. So let's do this. 923fmtalk.com, 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question. Do you feel as though your political party, so I'm speaking to Democrats, I'm speaking to anybody, anybody and everybody. Do you feel as though your political party represents you? Or do they represent that wannabe local ruling elite. I've spoken before about the swamp in D.C., but we also have a swamp right here in northern Nevada. And it's not just Washoe County. It's not just Clark County. There are people that infiltrate, you know, Douglas and Story and Carson. You see how people change. They change the way they dress. They change the way they look. They change the way they present themselves. And it makes people wonder, is this the same person that told me what I wanted to hear and then went on and voted another way, thinking that I would never know? That's pretty much what happens. It happens in our legislature. It happens in our city council meetings, our Washoe County Commission meetings. It happens everywhere because, well, for one thing, the news doesn't do their job. They don't give you advanced warning. They don't give you in-depth details. Why do we have the stories that we have? You look at, you know, it'd be nice to have a local news station that broke apart from the rest. You look at all the stations side by side. You go on their websites, and they're all running the same stories. Even the ones that really don't matter. It's because it's press release news. So when we go back to the political parties, the ones, the people who tell you what you want to hear. I remember doing an hour-long program with Dean Heller, and I asked him pretty much a direct yes or no question. And his answer took 10 minutes, and it never really answered the question. It's called political speak. And we need to stop listening to that and start getting people to answer questions. Just simple yes or no. But are there simple yes or no questions, especially when it comes to politics? Monica, will you fight to get rid of the Office of New Americans? Yes, I will. If you want it further than that, then ask another question. That's what you have to do. And that's what we're providing the opportunity for you to do on October 17th. ReclaimNevada.com. Political parties are supposed to put forward platforms that the party can rally around and support. Everything is so fractured nowadays, that's really hard to do. And there are issues that are put into platforms that shouldn't even be in a government platform. It shouldn't be in a party platform because it should not be the government's responsibility to be involved in it. Imagine that. We need to shrink government and get it back to where the founding fathers suggested it should be. Last night, I was at a meeting. It was for the Washoe County Central Committee. And I was a little disappointed. I was not surprised, but I was disappointed because I was being told things. I was being told that, you know, these people are dictators, these people are tyrannical, you know, even in our own party. This is why for a long time, I didn't even participate in the political party. Sure, I've been vice president of Mount Rose Republican Women's Club, first vice president for a number of years. Almost 4 years now, to be exact. But again, I really didn't participate in the party. And a lot of people don't. And last night, I saw exactly why. And it's just like the upper echelon that we see. It's because the ruling class of the party, those who run the show, don't listen to we the people. And when we the people show up, they shut us down. And it's kind of disgusting. I'll explain more and we'll talk more as we open up the lines. If you want to talk about your political party, whatever county you're in, are you being listened to? 884-9910, that's the talk and text line on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Young women love Forever 21, but now there's a new store for a more mature lady, Forever 51. Let's face it, the women on Sex and the City are now in their 50s, but they have personal stylists. You don't. Come in today to find oversized flowing outfits,
tops with pictures of giraffes,
others with tilted wine glasses and fun sayings. And the fit of our jeans is so good, even your front butt looks hot. And those curled up straw cowboy hats? No, sorry, those will be featured at our upcoming store, Forever 41. Forever 51, ladies' clothes that you'll end up wearing forever. And don't forget to pick up a banana clip on your way out. No, they're not back in style. We just know you still love them.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for your emails at monica at 991fmtalk.com. I will get to one about termination because of the shot in just a moment. I want to I want to wrap up my thoughts here and what transpired with the Washoe Republican Central Committee last night. And I have to tell you, if anybody knows who is listening, who saw what happened in Las Vegas with the Clark County Republican Party, we basically had a mini version of that last night. And the leadership, and I don't really, I think I should come up with another term for that. The dictators that were running the show kept prolonging the event to basically run out the clock, the time that we had on the room that we were renting at Baldini's. Which again, here goes against your corporate leadership and the people that you work with, because an agreement had been made to just pay, you know, if the meeting runs over. But since the dictatorship decided to end the meeting before it was over, because he wasn't getting his way, he wasn't getting his votes, because we the people showed up in greater numbers than he could produce, the meeting wasn't going his way, so he took his toys and went home, which included the sound system so people could not hear those who were speaking. And the sound system, who was run by one of his associates, so that people couldn't be heard when they were at the mic to challenge his decisions. So I guess people need to start taking bullhorns with them wherever they go. If you want to be heard, if you want the crowd to hear you. So the dictator of this meeting, I should just call him MK Ultra because his initials are MK, called up the owner, not the management, because that's who we the people dealt with. He called up the owner and convinced the owner to have we the people thrown out, removed from the room so we could not gather in a large group, even though we were willing to pay for the room and had made arrangements to pay for the room. Security said, oh, you can go down and hang out at the bar. Have a drink. But all the people who were in that room would not have fit in the bar. Which, by the way, I think is pretty funny that he said, have a drink, because the dictatorship of this particular central committee in Washoe County chose to ask the management. No, wait a minute. He didn't ask the management. He told the management not to serve alcohol in this meeting. So people couldn't have a glass of wine or a beer, relax after work, just water and tea. So people had to go all the way downstairs into the bar, get their drinks, and come all the way back up. Just to create an annoyance so people would give up. Break their spirit. But they learned very quickly that the spirit of we the people would not be broken. So, like I said, he took his toys and went home. Well, we the people stayed. And we got business done. This just goes to show how bad it is. This just goes to show that if you want to be a part of your party, if you want to be a part of the Republican Party and have your voice heard, then you need to show up. And you need to take the party back from those who think that they can silence you. Those who think that they can charge you $100 a year just to be a part of it. Those who want to shrink the process so they have even tighter control, to limit the numbers of people who can play their game. But we, the people, came out and said, no, we don't play that game. The grand old party is a party of all. I only have a minute, but I would like to go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Cloud once again. The Act of 1871. Cloud, thank you for calling back into the show. What are your thoughts?
Morning, Monica. My thoughts are that most people have no idea about the Act of 1871, which is, I don't remember. I think it was Roosevelt. The president sold the United States to the Queen of England and the Vatican. And every law that has been passed since 1871, according to the Constitution, the one of 1776, all those laws are null and void, like having to get a license to travel, to having to register your private vehicle, to fishing. You don't have to have a fishing license. You don't have to have a hunting license, according to the Constitution.
But see, Cloud, that's the problem, is people don't educate themselves enough, And the rulers, the dictators that we have, that elitist class, go by set precedent or custom of. And until we have an actual court that will uphold all of this, this is why I say people need to watch the movie. And it's an incredible movie. You need to watch the movie. Cloud, it just escaped my brain. I'm so mentally exhausted from dealing with all this stuff. I have it right here. Why can I not think of this?
It'll come to you at about 2:30 a.m.
You know it will. You know it will. Oh. You know, Cloud, well, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, and does it ever stop?
It's going to stop. It's going to stop. The Republican Party, as far as Trump goes, we know there's a bunch of rhinos that side with the Democrats, but it's truly the Republicans who are trying to bring back the original Constitution and overturn all these minute laws that have been passed by Congress and legislature. They're all null and void.
And get rid of all of these, and get rid of all of the departments that don't need to exist. That the rules, they need to go back to the state, like the EPA, like the Board of Education, all of that. Cloud, I got to go. I've got a national news break here. Thank you for calling in today. And the movie is non-compliant. Okay. Non-compliant. You can find it very easily by just going online, but you need to. Noncompliantmovie.com is where you can find it. Liberty first. We will win in the end. We just have to put up with a lot of bull, you know what. But here in Nevada, we're used to that stuff on the ground. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk at 99.1 and 92.3. Online at 991fmtalk.com.
Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. There she goes. There's all that blah, 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 blah. Trying to stir stuff up. Excuse me. Voice a little harsh after yesterday. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question on the webpage, do you feel as though your political party represents you, the leadership of that party? Or do they represent the local ruling elite? So your options are we the people, the ruling elite, or neither. And I'm referring to Washoe County itself. I'm referring to the county that you live in. Not the big guys that delve into the game in Washington, D.C. I'm talking about here at home. Why so many people don't pay attention to politics. They just vote the way they're told to vote. But you have to understand that in the primary, it's these people who are deciding. They are deciding for you who is going to run for what office, who is going to be supported. So, what do you think? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you believe that when heads of state and celebrities get the Fauci ouchie or the booster, like Biden did, that it's the actual shot? 87% of those participating in the poll said no. No, 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 no. So, I received this email this morning at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And it breaks my heart. Monica, I have a friend who works for the Reno Parks and Recreation Department and was told he will not qualify for unemployment if fired for refusing to get vaccinated. Do you know if this is true? And do you have any suggestions that might help? First off, Peggy, thank you. I appreciate your support and the last comment that you made there. I don't generally toot my own horn, so we're going to leave that just between you and me. But your friend has a problem. So does every other person, whether you work for the state, whether you work for the city, the county, whether you work for Patagonia, who is doing the same thing. This is an at-will state. So for those who are unfamiliar with that, an at-will state plays to both sides. So if you want to leave your job for any reason, you can do that. You can just walk out. It's your choice. But that also gives the same rights to your employer. So if they change the terms of your employment with all of this bogus smoke and mirrors that says, okay, to work here, we need to protect everybody else, because what they don't tell you is that the shots don't work. Now you need boosters. Now they're coming out with pills you can take every day for the rest of your life. This whole drive is to get you to take this poison that they're putting into people. It's to alter society. So what do you do? You have to get a lawyer. You have to sue. Does that work? It's been working in some states, but not in others. So what do? Start your own business. Go to work for a company that doesn't infringe upon your rights, your liberties. Teachers are going into private, into the private sector, because we see that more than 38% of parents have now pulled, that's a 38% increase in homeschooling from what it was, which the number, granted, was rather low. But that's a pretty damn big increase for people to yank their kids out of the school districts and say, to hell with you. Because as this comes in, California in San Diego is now mandating that eligible students and teachers must be vaccinated. So what options do you have? Well, Peggy, the options are people are being lied to. Because the only FDA-approved vaccine is Comirnaty. And that is not what Pfizer is shooting into people here in this country. So, when you go for your shot, say, I want to see the paperwork. I want to see the ingredients. You have the right to informed consent. And you want to remember that name, even though it's extremely stupid. Comirnaty. Comirnaty. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but that's because people don't know how to pronounce it because news isn't talking about it. So when you can't get Comirnaty, you go back to your employer and say, well, I tried to get the shot, but it's not the one that is FDA approved is not available. An Army physician is warning about the toxic ingredients in COVID shots. I will post that for you on my webpage today. But you need to understand that they're not going to stop. They're changing OSHA rules, which they're not supposed to be doing. They come up with a problem, and then they come up with a solution that they think you will follow. And I can tell you, if you start researching the numbers, if you start researching the doctors for yourself, the number of vaccinated people in this country is not, and I repeat, is not what they say it is. It's a lot lower. That's why the bribery, that's why the intimidation, the coercion, the threat of losing your job. If you get fired, demand before you hand anything over your letter of termination that is specific that you are being terminated because you refused to get it is being tested. It's being tested on us right now. On an un-FDA approved shot. Don't hand over any badges. Don't hand over any keys until you have that letter of termination. But just keep this in mind, especially for state employees. Remember, there was a new contract signed with private security. Because law enforcement takes an oath to protect your rights. We'll get back. We've got a little something on the Washoe County School District. More of your questions, your concerns. But just in case you didn't realize it, please, just look up at will state. And then think about this during the primary. Ask the people that you want to represent you how they feel about this being an at-will state. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Looking at the national scene, please, if you have a few minutes, make sure you contact your representatives at the federal level and tell them, demand them to vote no on the infrastructure and spending bills. More and more is coming out about what's in these bills, and it's outrageous. It's just throwing your money. It's not even saddling you with debt. This debt is so unsustainable that this will bring in an entire new system. And I know I get to lecturing sometimes and people hate it, but if you just search the whole term Build Back Better, you will see that this is all under the guise of what is happening right now with money, what is happening with jobs, what is happening with the environment, is all controlled back to the New World Order, the United Nations, and the entire reset. It's not just the reset of this country. It is the reset of the world. And you know that's why all eyes are on Australia, because that is coming out to this country. Monica, if Nevada is an at-will state, I don't think the employer is obligated to provide a reason in writing for termination. Several of us will be facing this problem that work for the already reached out to Andrea, who works for Joey Gilbert. Tony. Thank you, Tony. I reached out to Joey as well. I reached out to Joey Gilbert and Seagal Chadha this morning. And the responses were, I don't know. It seems like it would be illegal, but Nevada is an at-will state. And the other comment that I got was, I don't know. It's tough. We're in a wait and see pattern. And some people don't have the wait and see attitude. Some people don't have the money. They don't have the resources. They don't have the knowledge. This is a push. This is a coercion plan to get people to take this shot. Why is that? Keep asking yourself when there are cures already out there. Why are we coming up with a pill that you're going to be forced to take every day to keep COVID at bay when we have cures for it? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, proven cures. Because it's all about money. It's all about control. And the more people that understand that and accept that, this would be a much greater place. And we would stand stronger together. That's what we need. We need to stand together. Speaking of that, I would like to thank everyone who turned out at the Washoe County School Board of Trustees meeting yesterday. It was an incredible sight to see so many people standing up for Jeff Church. They took it off the agenda for yesterday. And they postponed it until the next meeting. Please contact, I believe it's Neil Rombardo. Contact President Angela Taylor, Angie Taylor, who are trying to pull this garbage on Jeff Church for what? What was his crime? Getting the truth out to we the people. Questioning the knowledge. Aren't you tired of that? Aren't you tired of hearing that people are screaming at the top of the, oh, we're going to be as transparent as possible. And then they just flat out lie to your face. It's time for these people to go. Whether they be the ones controlling your political party or the ones in the city council, on the commission, in state government, in federal government. It's time for them to go. That's why we have the primaries. A lot of money is going to be funneled in to this state to convince you that these are the people that you need to vote for. You need to bypass that. You need to talk to the people that want your vote and hold them accountable. The senators and assembly people in this state, why didn't you stand up for my rights when the legislature was shut down? Why didn't you sign the recall of Sisolak? See what they say. See if they're even willing to answer your questions. It's the Monica Jay Show.